29, another check of triple team traffic. Back to you, Andy.
Brian, northbound I-15, still very rough between Point of the Mountain and Sandy. That's going to be your slowest stretch, but you'll also hit some breaks between 33rd South and the downtown 6 South exit. Although the slowing is worse in Draper, it is going to add a couple of extra minutes to your drive that you wouldn't normally have into downtown, starting in the middle of the valley. Bangor Highway, mostly clear of delays. 215, a little bit slow still near 35th South. Holly?
Well, we just got reports of a crash on I-215 on the East Belt at Redwood Road in North Salt Lake. And then the crash on I-15 just prior to University Avenue looks like it was in the cleanup stages, and traffic is getting through just fine there. The rest of your Utah County Drive, it's in great shape. Timpanogos Highway making your way westbound to the freeway. It's moving easily. And Pioneer Crossing, Saratoga heading to I-15, it's rolling right along. Eric?
I-15 southbound from Ogden down through Bountiful and North Salt Lake is looking good, except we do have a little bit of brake tapping as you move past Warm Springs Road. That's pretty normal these days. The US 89 stretch as well as Legacy Parkway also moving well in the south direction. Make more room for relaxing, entertaining, and more with a low-rate home loan from Mountain America. Learn more and apply at macu.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.